Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Glory be to God. Thank God for all the wonderful testimonies as well. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. So let's start from verse 1. For everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone, notice verse 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Thank you, Lord. We have been born as overcomers. He gives us the keys here to walk in the victory that has already been purchased for us. Everyone, the key is, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. We are born as overcomers. We are not born to be defeated. We are not born to be losers. God has given birth to us to overcome the world. And the reason why we overcome is because Jesus has overcome. Let's compare that with John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. Notice what Jesus Christ said about being victorious, about being overcomers. John 16, 33. Notice what he says. He says, I've said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome the world. The King James says, be of good cheer. So he doesn't promise us a life that is just smooth sailing. He doesn't promise us a life that is free of tribulations, of tests and trials. He says that in the world, you and I are still here in the world, you will still have tribulations, you will have tests, you will have trials, you have challenges, you will have obstacles. But the good news is, in the midst of all those things, you will come out on top. You will come out victorious. You will be an overcomer because I have overcome the world. Glory be to the name of the Lord. No wonder he says everyone who is born of God has overcome the world. Not going to, we are already overcomers. We just have to learn how to walk in it. Oh, the trials and the obstacles are before us, but thanks be to God, we have overcome. We are overcomers because Jesus Christ overcame for us. Glory be to God. But, I mean, the question then becomes how? How do I walk in the victory? He gave us a clue there in 1 John 5, 4. He says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It takes faith to walk in victory. And in faith, we know, comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10, 17. The word of God is our source of victory. It's what causes us and helps us to be overcomers in this life. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 45, verse 3 to 4. Let's see some key scriptures there. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 45. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 45, verse 3 to 4. It says, get your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously. Notice the word victoriously. For the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. He's saying, get your sword on your thigh. Where do we here know about the sword? And in Ephesians chapter 6, the word of God is described as the sword of the Spirit. So he's saying, get your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth. Notice the word truth there again. For the cause of truth. Jesus said, sanctify your word, for your word is truth. So we are going to be able to ride victoriously in life. We are going to be able to walk victoriously in life because of God's word, which is truth. Every battle, every obstacle, everything that we come into contact with, we are going to be able to ride prosperously or victoriously through the word of God. When we walk by the truth, we are valiant. We become valiant. And life is a battlefield, both for the sinner and for the saints. But the good news for the Christian or the saint is that no matter what we are confronted with, be of good cheer. There is victory stored up in the word of God for us. Thank you, Father. In the world, they say it's the survival of the fittest. But in God, it is the triumph of faith when we are confronted. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31. Thank you, Lord. We ride victoriously because of truth, because of the light of God's word. John 8, 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Then the opposite will be true. If you don't continue in my word, then you are not my disciple. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You are my disciples if you continue in my word. A disciple is a student. A disciple is a learner. A disciple is a follower. You see, that's where sometimes the issue is. People don't continue in the word of God. They are inconsistent in their walk with God. It is that continued walk with God that makes the difference. And then he says, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth of God's word will cause you to walk as an overcomer, will cause you to walk in victory. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Because the truth of the matter is, there is an enemy out here who likes to challenge us in our walk with God. He likes to challenge us and then the word of God that we have in our heart. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought. And there was no place found for them. And they were cast down out of heaven. They were cast down out of heaven. But notice what he says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. He's out to defeat us. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. Notice what he says. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went out to make war on the rest of her offspring. And notice the phrase, on those who keep the commandments of God or the word of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea. Notice that this person is out to make war. So whether you and I realize on it or not, we are in a fight. We are in a war. On those who keep the word of God. He's out to defeat those who are keeping the word of God. He's out to steal the word of God out of our hearts. He's out to challenge us and say the word of God won't work. He's out to tell us that God didn't mean what he said. Oh, but we respond and say, let God be true and everyone else a liar. Yes, yes. Oh, you are the earliest you recognize that you are, that there is someone opposed against you, and you are in a war already. That makes you have a different perspective. But the good news is, in all these things, in a fight, you are only a winner after you win the battle. You are born to overcome obstacles and barriers. There are barriers, there are obstacles, there are trials, there are temptations. But the good news is, this morning we are receiving revelation, light from God's word, that will make us more than a conqueror. Notice what he says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 43, 1 to 2. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 43, 1 to 2. He says, but now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He's saying that I am the one that formed you. I am the one that created you. You are precious in my sight. You are precious in my sight, but that doesn't exempt you. He says when, not if. So, at some point, he's saying that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. It's just a matter of time. It doesn't exempt us from the challenges of life, but he's saying that through the challenges, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be consumed. You shall not be burned. The flames shall not consume you. I will be right there with you. So stop crying out to me and asking me, why don't you care? Why are you not concerned? He is right there with you through the water and through the fire, and you will come out victorious. There is victory on the other side. If you believe that, say amen. We just have to be acquainted and with the rules of the game, and we will be in charge. We will have to be acquainted with the tactics and how we should play this game of life, and we will be in command. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. It's an ongoing spiritual opposition. Notice again what he says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 13. It's an ongoing spiritual opposition, but the good news is we come out victorious. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 13. Through the word of God. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord. You see, don't be strong in yourself. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Oh, you are wrestling, not against flesh and blood. Oh, but the good news, he says, notice how he says, be strong, stand, withstand, having done all, to stand firm. That means stand your ground. These powers will endeavor to defeat you, but stand your ground, be steadfast, unmovable, stand your ground. And the good news to God is saying that I have made available to you my armor for you to win in this fight of life, in this war of life. Notice what he says. He says something similar to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. God's armor is available to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 to 5. He says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh." Why? We are waging war according to the weapons that he's giving us. Then verse 4. "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete." He is saying that we walk in the flesh, but we are not waging war according to the flesh. We are waging war according to the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal weapons. These are weapons that we can use to destroy every stronghold of the enemy and bring down every argument, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and take those thoughts captive, being ready to punish every disobedience. We are not waging war according to the flesh. And we know that the meaning of the word Christ is the anointed one. And we know from John 1:1 that Jesus Christ is the word. So what he's saying is, we are taking the word of God. We are taking his anointing. We are taking his power to wage war. Every time the thought comes into your mind that the word of God will not work, you take that thought captive and you respond and say, "God's word said it. God meant what he said, and it will work. Thank you, Father." The knowledge of God, the knowledge of his word, is our stronghold in this battle of life. Daniel 11:32 talks about the fact that they that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploit. Daniel 11:32. It is knowing God, it is knowing his word, that becomes a stronghold for you in this battle of life. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13, notice what he says. You see, without the knowledge of and the truth of God's word, we remain in captivity. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. He says, "Therefore, my people go into exile for lack of knowledge." Or the King James says, "My people go into captivity for lack of knowledge." The lack of knowledge of what? Of God's word. And in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." We become a captive instead of a conqueror when we do not have the appropriate knowledge based on God's word. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." My people remain in exile, go into captivity. It may be captivity in your health, in your finances, it may be in your family, it may be in an area of life. If you don't have the light of God's word in that area, the enemy takes advantage. He thrives on ignorance. He takes advantage of us, and we remain in captivity. But the knowledge of the truth is our guarantee of victory in the battles of life. Notice what he says again, something similar in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11. Thank you, Lord. Verse 9. It says, "With his mouth, the godless man will destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge the righteous are delivered." By knowledge the righteous are delivered. By knowledge the righteous are delivered. By knowledge the righteous are delivered. By the knowledge of God's word, we walk in victory. By the knowledge of his word, we are delivered. That's why Jesus said, "You shall know the truth." The truth. Notice that word again. "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Oh, thank you. There is a battle against your life, so we need to be armed with the truth so we can keep walking in victory, so we can keep riding victoriously. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We go through the valley of the shadow of death, but thanks be to God. He's promised us victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. You are meant to walk victoriously, a life of victory. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All these scriptures point to that fact. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Oh, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. The knowledge of him everywhere. Thanks be to God who in Christ, notice the word always. Sometimes, no, always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. We stir up, we cause a stir by our triumph in Christ Jesus. Not that one battle I will lose it and the next one I will win. Oh, I am always winning. The battles of life will come, but I will always be winning. You will always be winning. If that's you, say amen. And then notice what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the correlation. That one also starts with thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the last battle that you lost in life be the last one that you will ever lose again. Because thanks be to God, oh, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. You are victorious. May you never lose another battle in life again. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh, glory be to God. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you know, heaven is going to be a place for overcoming. The seven churches in Revelations, each of them, he listed different challenges that they were faced with. But in all of them, he kept saying, let's stand there. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Only fighters, only people who decide that they will go out all out to win, come out on top. And victorious. Oh, glory. Notice, Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers or overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God. I will cause him to eat of the tree of life. Verse 11, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers or overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. Verse 17, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. You are going to get a new name that is unique to you. Oh, that is unique to you. Oh, it's like a communication line. I can understand that from an engineering standpoint. You have a direct line. That is the only, then when God God calls you by that name, you will be the only one that knows that name. You are in a close relationship with God. You are in direct communication with God. I will give access to the hidden manna. I will give him access to the hidden truth in my word. Matthew 4:4 says that Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. So he's comparing the word of God to bread that we eat from the natural standpoint. He says, he who overcomes, he who walks victoriously, I will give him access to the hidden manna. I will give him access to the revelation of my word. I will give him access to the light contained in my word. Oh, and I will give him a new name. My Lord. He will have a special name, and I'm going to be talking to him. No one will know. He will be, I will confide in him. Let's continue. Verse 26. Oh, glory. Notice what he says. The one who conquers and keeps my word, my works, Revelation 2:26. The one who overcomes and who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. Over the nations, over the nations. And then continue down, Revelation 3:5. The one who conquers or overcomes will be clothed thus in white garment, and I will never, never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Oh, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Verse 12 says, to the one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it. And I'll write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem who comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. I will make him a pillar in the temple of God. No, he shall not go out of it. He is planted in the house of God. They that are planted in the house of our God shall flourish. He is not going in and out. He is established in the house of God. He is an overcomer, planted in the house of God. And I'll give him a new name. And then verse 21. The one who overcomes or conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Glory be to God. So let's all say this morning. Overcoming. Oh, say it louder like you are in church this morning and you are alive. Overcoming. It's not option. It's not a choice. I am set to overcome in this life and to receive all that God has for me and to fulfill his plan for my life. Give him a big shout this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, glory. He that overcometh, not him that is shedding tears and weeping, that is running helter-skelter. There is adequate provision for every battle in life to overcome. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what is staring you in the face, then as we have entered into a new month, purpose, that in this month I will walk in victory. I will walk in victory. May God set the seal of an overcomer on your head. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 144. Thank you, Lord. See some deep truth here, some truths there. Psalm 144. Oh, I love his word. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 144. He's going to teach us how to walk in victory. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Blessed be the Lord. He trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He's going to train us so we can win in this war of life. And then verse 12 says that, may our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the structure of our palace. Oh, so that we can walk victoriously. Verse 14 says, our cattle may be heavy with young, suffering no mishap or failure in bearing. May there be no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord, whose God is the one that has trained their hands for war, that has trained their fingers for battle, so that in every battle of life, they know that because they have been trained by God, they will overcome. You and I are made for victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Everyone that is born of God is born an overcomer. Not for someone that the enemy should be defeating all the time. Thank you, Father. It is that consciousness that causes us to rise up and take our place. Notice what he said in Psalm 18. Oh, I see you winning and overcoming in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 18. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let me read it from the King James. Oh, glory. Psalm 18, verse 28. Glory be to God. Notice what he says. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I have run through a troop. By my God have leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those who trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a God, a rock save our God? It is God that gets me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. Notice verse 34. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my hand. He teaches my hand for battle so that a bow of steel is broken by my hands. The impossible becomes possible because my God is teaching my hands to war. I can take a bow of steel and it will be broken in pieces like I am just holding wood. Why? He teaches me to war. I run through a troop and leap over a wall, doing the impossible. Thank you, Father. You see, the strength of every army is their intelligence. Their intelligence shows them what to do to overcome their enemy. Thank God, this Bible is the bank of our intelligence. It shows us the strength of our enemy, but not only that, it shows us the way to walk victoriously. It is filled with the truths that will cause us to walk victorious in life. Psalm 119 verse 98 says that, oh, through your commandment, you have made me wiser than my enemies. Oh, they are ever present with me. But through your word, oh, though I'm surrounded by enemies, I act as if they don't exist. I act as if they cannot overcome me. You have made me, giving me intelligence in your word to be able to overcome them. I know they are present around, but who cares about them? When God gives me access to his word, when God gives me access to light to overcome, the knowledge of God's word is our way out in this battle of life. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 says and encourages us to fight the good fight of faith. That is the only fight you and I are engaged in. Oh, it's a fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Why is it called a good fight of the faith? A good fight is the one that you know what the results are. You know what the outcome of that fight is going to be. Some people read fight the good fight of faith and started fighting each other. No, that's not what he's saying. The only fight that we are in is the fight of the faith, because faith knows the end result from the beginning. Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say to this mountain, that be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt what he says, he will have whatsoever he says. He's speaking to those mountains, those battles, those obstacles, and you know what the result of that fight is. You know the result of it before you even get involved. Oh, think about it. He doesn't say fight the enemy. Jesus has already defeated him. He's a defeated enemy. He endeavors to try to defeat you and say God's word won't come to pass. But you stand your ground. Why is it a good fight? It is a good fight because the word of God, in Ephesians, it's called it the shield of faith by which you can extinguish all the fiery darts of the enemy. And our faith comes from the word of God. And the word of God is the sword of the spirit. So I have an offensive weapon to defeat the enemy. And I have a shield to quench his fiery dart. I can get to you, but you can't get to me. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That is why it is a fight of faith. And ultimately it shall be unto you, Matthew 9:29, according to your faith. Believing God's word and speaking it out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. Let's wrap up with this. Oh, I have so much. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. One more. Deuteronomy 2:24. Notice what he said to these people. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 2:24. Thank you, Lord. Rise up. Set on your journey and go over the valley of the Anon. Behold, I've given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to take possession and contend with him in battle. Begin to contend with him. I have given, rise up. Everybody say, rise up. Don't sit down. I have given you the land. I have given it to you. Rise up. The King James said that rise up and go over this river. There is a river between you and the destination that God has for you. I have given you the land. Oh, but contend with him in battle. There is an enemy around that will not let you take the land. Contend with him in battle. Somebody say, begin. Begin to take possession. Contend with him in battle. Contend with him in battle. And take possession of the land. You see, that's what you are saying similar to Timothy. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. They are virtues for you. They are things that are planned for you in this life. Lay hold of it. It's not just going to come to pass. You have to take the word of God and go to battle with it. And so he's saying similar here. I have given the land to you, but begin. In this month, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that God has purposed for your life, you will decide that no longer will I sit down. No longer would I sit down and let those things pass me by. But I will rise up. I will begin to fight the good fight of faith and begin to take possession of that which God has for me in my health, in my finances, in my relationship. Oh, everything that God has for my life. Oh, I will be a disciple. I will continue in his word and take possession and take delivery of all that he has for me. You see, the enemy came to Jesus on the mountain and said, and every time, you see, we don't have any weapons different than what Jesus had. When he came to him in Matthew chapter 4, the devil always was questioning what God's word has said. And that's the same tactics that he uses today. He comes and questions the word of God. But Jesus every time responded and said, "It is written." It is written. In John 14, 3 said, "The enemy came and he found nothing in me." He found nothing in me. He did not find anything. And then finally, during the temptation, the enemy said to him, "Bow down to me." That is what he's looking for you to bow down to him and worship him. But refuse. "I will not bow down to you in any area of my life. I will not bow down to you in any area of my life. I will stand my ground. I will stand on the word of God." Oh, in the verse that we read earlier, in Psalm 18, the verse 44 says that as soon as they hear of you, they will obey you. And strangers shall submit themselves to you. You and I are in Christ Jesus. Anything that is not found in Christ should not be found in our lives. As soon as those strangers, there is no sickness in him. There is no poverty in him. He says, "In me you have peace." There's no disturbances in him. Anything that cannot be found in Christ is a stranger to us. And as soon as they hear the word of God in our mouth, they should submit and obey. Oh, say Satan. Oh, say louder, Satan. I will not bow down to you. I will not bow down to you. I refuse to yield to you. I only yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and his word. Say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord. Refuse to give in to the enemy. And finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Finally. The Apostle Paul said finally, and then he wrote one more chapter. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." No temptation. That's the key to victory here. He unveils some key things here. No temptation that has overtaken you is common to man. When you are confronted in life, the enemy will tell you that what you are faced with is special. There's never been one of a kind of it before. But it says nothing that has overtaken you is not common to man. Then the second point is, God is faithful. And then the third point is, he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, beyond the class that you are in. You are able to bear it, number three. And then number four, there is always a way out. That is the language of one who will walk in victory. Whatever I'm faced with is not a special case. And God is faithful. God is faithful. And then I'm able to bear it. And then there is always a way out. Jesus is the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's prepare our hearts for communion. This week, one of us was in a very tight corner. And in the natural, there is no way for them to come out. And we were praying with her. And she went out and went to this place of business. And the people said, "We have been looking for somebody to take care of this business, to take care of this issue for us." And she received... it was a blessing to her. She received the miracle that she needed, and it was a blessing to the other people as well. I tell you, there is always a way out. When the enemy says that there is no way out, tell him, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. There is nothing that has overtaken you. There is nothing that you will ever be confronted with that is special. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. May you walk in victory this month. This month, no matter what you are faced with, set up yourself that I will discover the light and the knowledge of God's word that will help me come out. Oh, every stranger, may every stranger submit to you. May every stranger bow to you. May every stranger obey you. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. You are born to win in life. Everybody say, I am born to win. In life, to be an overcomer. And that's who I am. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And that is the final. Oh, let's thank God and praise Him for His word this morning. Talk to Him. He says, rise ye up. Begin to take possession. Begin to take possession. Begin to take possession. Begin to take possession. Thanks be to God who always gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. Thank God your best days are here. You are my disciples if you continue in my word. And then you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Thank Him for His word this morning. Thank Him for His word this morning. Praise Him for His word this morning. He will show you the way out. He will show you the way out. I will make Him a pillar in my house, and He shall not move anymore. Talk to Him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. And remember that Jesus is the one that came to pay the ultimate price for us. Oh, be of good cheer. In the world you have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. As you partake of the communion this morning, be conscious. The Bible says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcame by the blood. The blood was God's last card in Egypt. The blood was God's last card in Egypt. Pharaoh kept resisting the deliverance of the people from the land till the blood was introduced. And when the blood was introduced, he gave up. And he said, let these people get out of here. As you are taking the communion this morning, be conscious of the fact that our deliverance, was paid for with his precious blood. We have redemption through the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, through that redemption. Oh, he was made sick on the cross for us that we might be made whole. That we must made sick that we might be made whole. He himself took our infirmities on the cross. 1 Peter 2:24. He bore our sins on the tree and our sickness on the cross as well. And by his stripes, we are healed. He was made poor that we might be rich. He was made poor on the cross that we might receive his abundance. He was made poor that we might be rich. In the world, we have tribulations. In the world, we have tribulations. But he says, I have come that you may have peace. The chastisement necessary to purchase our peace was laid upon him. So receive your peace this morning. Receive your wholeness this morning as we partake of the communion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his body this morning in Jesus' name. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his blood. Thank you, Lord, for as often as you eat this bread, as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Close your eyes this morning, please. And I pray the benefits of his death and his resurrection. If you need help, receive help. If you need help in any area of your life, he's here to help you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to talk to God. He's here this morning. And appropriate the benefit, the benefit, the benefit, the benefit, the benefit. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. The chastisement necessary to purchase our wholeness was laid upon him. Receive his health. Receive his peace. Receive his protection. He was made naked on the cross that we might be protected. Receive everything that he purchased for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let's rise to our feet and talk to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, and make a fresh commitment to him as well. That as he sacrifices his life, we give our life to him sacrificially. For our life to make an impact in the earth and in his kingdom. Lord, I give my life to you. Lord, take my life and do something with it. Lord, take my life. Oh, nothing else matters. Only you matter, oh God. My life is completely yielded to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. If you are listening or watching online and you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, you are saying to yourself, all I've known in life is defeat. One defeat after the other. I tell you, your access to victory in life starts with a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. So if you'd like to receive him into your life as well, just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. Thank you that you came to die for me. I believe you were raised from the dead. And I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you. Say, help me to live my life, the rest of my life, serving you, O God, in Jesus' mighty name. And if you're out of fellowship and you are coming back, you want to come back. Maybe one time you knew him and he left the Father's house. And you have begun to be in want like the prodigal son. But you are saying, I'm coming back. They say, Lord Jesus, take me back. Restore me in Jesus' mighty name. Let's lift up our hands. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise and glory before we go. Give him praise and glory. Praise him for his word. Praise him for his word. Praise him for his word. That causes us to walk victoriously, to ride prosperously and victoriously, in majesty, not in pity, in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And talk to God. Whatever is on your heart this morning, talk to him about it. Oh, he says, when we come to him with confidence, this is the confidence that when we pray according to his will, he hears us and he answers us. Talk to him. No matter what you are faced with, he's here to help you. Thank you, Father. We receive your help. The Apostle Paul said, I was help of God. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, and I pray, may God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May goodness and mercy follow you every single day of this month. May you go from victory to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. May every obstacle, may every mountain, may every barrier before you be moved in Jesus. May your morning be turned into laughter. May your mouth be filled with testimonies this week. Go forth and conquer. Go forth and overcome. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, take all the glory. Take all the honor. Thank you for your mighty visitation. Thank you for all that you have done and all you will continue to do. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We love you because you first love us. You are enthroned in our hearts, in our lives, and help us to be a witness for you this week. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.